Where do I want to live? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. And the thought for today is, where do I want to live? That's a good question. That's a good question. Do you want to live in a beautiful consciousness or in a miserable consciousness? You say, of course, a beautiful consciousness, you know. I want to live in a beautiful consciousness. We were just talking a moment ago about dogs. A dog's only purpose in existing is to be a delight and a pleasure to you, is to like you and to want to serve you and to want to do what you ask it to do. A dog's only purpose, a cat's only purpose. Of course, you say that a cat is independent and the cat doesn't come to you when you call, and a cat just, you know, comes when he wants to come and does what he wants to do. That's you. That's you. You could take a wild animal in the jungle and you can train this wild animal to be wonderful. It's up to you. Or you can be afraid of him and run from him. Now the same is true of a child. A child lives to be a delight to you. A child is born to be a wonderful expression of love and joy and peace to you. A child has no other purpose in living except to be you. And I say, my God, that's a new way of looking at it. Yes, it is. But it isn't. You have the audacity to think that you can create a child and bring him forth, and you have the audacity to think that until he's 18, you have the attitude that says to you, you can train your child. You can teach him your values. You can teach him your education. You can teach him all the things that you think are important. Where'd you get that idea from? Where'd you get that idea? That you have the right to be the master of your child. And when you're not the master of your child, you can go to jail. When your child acts in a civil, unsocial manner and does silly things, and you allow him to do that, you can go to jail. You see, if you allow your child to drink alcohol in your house and he gets drunk, you're responsible. You're responsible for everything your child does until he's an adult or until she's an adult. And you say, well, you're not responsible. Well, you sure are. You sure are. They're your creation. Just like a dog. A dog lives to delight you. Your child lives to delight you. And when a child doesn't delight you, then something's wrong. You are not teaching that child right. You are not sharing with that child. If the child lives and shares your attitudes toward life, that's great. Now, our topic today is, where do I want to live? Well, think of this. Where do you want to live? Sylvia, how old did you say you were?
17.
Ingeborg, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Ellen, how old are you?
23.
How old are you?
17 plus.
What?
17.
17?
15. 17.
17. Okay. Okay. Now, why do we say our attitude age instead of our chronological age? We say our attitude age because that is our attitude. Now, when you were 17, do you sometimes get tired? Well, I do. When I was 17, I got tired. I would go out and play, and I'd be tired, and I'd come in and take a nap. Now, did they say, oh, look at that old fool laying down, taking a nap? You know, that's what happens when you get old. Well, that's what happens when you're young. A kid, a little baby, will play hard and fast, and then all of a sudden, bonk, he's gone. Because he's tired, he takes a rest. My dog does the same thing. He plays hard and plays hard. He comes in, lays at my feet, sound asleep. Doesn't pay any attention to the fact that I want to pet him or play with him. Bonk, he's sound asleep. And when he chooses to, then he wakes up. And then he says, let's play. He's a, the one, but I create him doing that. I create him doing that. Now, where do I want to live? And you have all been helping me answer the question. Where do I want to live? Do I want to live in a chronological body or an attitude body? If I want to live in a chronological body, I might be 100 years old. And at 100 years old, the parts might be wearing out. You know? That's what people think, don't they? Do the parts have to wear out? No. They don't wear out when you have the right attitude about them all along. Every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect right now. Then you say, but it's not so. You know, my toe hurts. Okay? Then don't pay attention to your toe. Say, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Now, you've just come home and you had a very busy day. You've been at Disneyland all day with 12 kids. Ah, you know, you're beat and you want to sit down and kick your shoes off and relax for a few minutes. But you got to get the kids to bed. You got to get their supper made up if they're going to have supper. You got to take care of the last little details. You got to make sure that everybody is tucked in and happy and had a wonderful day. Here you are, the driver, the one who handles the kids, the one who worries about them, the one who takes care of all the detail, and you are dead tired. You just like to cave in. But you know you have a responsibility. You don't even think about being tired. You just think about the responsibility that you're having. You think about what lies before you to do, not tediously or troublesome, but you look at what lies ahead and you do it. Are you too tired to put your little baby girl in bed? She's 4 years old, you know. Mama, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Go put yourself to bed. I'm tired too. Is that what you say? No way. You grind up energy, you build it up inside of you, and you can do it. And you can accomplish it. Many mothers work all day long at a job. Come home, take care of the house, take care of the family, take care of everything. And then when the children are all in bed, everybody's in bed, they sit down at the sewing machine and they repair the clothing that have been messed up during the day or something, you know. And then about 2 or 3 in the morning, they go to bed. And about 5, they get up again. And you say, how can they do that? Well, they're not running, burning both ends of the candle. They are living examples of what energy can do. We are the creators of our own energy. We are the creators of the powerhouse within us. We revitalize ourselves as we wish to revitalize ourselves. You've heard of the second wind that athletes get when they're running? Well, they get a third wind and a fourth wind, too. Now, what do they do at a marathon? You know, a marathon is not just some short time. That's the number of hours that you're running, that you're moving, that you're going over this pace, and you're swimming, or you're riding a bike, or, you know, on some multi-sport marathons, and you're doing all sorts of things, and you should be tired, you should be beat up, you know. But what do? They just re-energize themselves. Well, they're strong, healthy people. Really? Look at Carly, you know, Carly Eglie. He went to a marathon, no preparation ahead of time, no practice, just left his job in Switzerland, went over to New York, ran the marathon, came in 25th or something or other, you know, some reasonable number, which she shouldn't have. And other people who were great athletes didn't make it. Why did Carly make it? Because Carly was his own energy. He says, I can do this. I can do this. I feel great. I feel, and other athletes, they say, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm out of breath. Oh, I'm dragging. And what are they doing? They're dragging. Now, when you say, I'm filled with energy, God in me can do anything. Yeah, it's nice, you know. God in me can do anything. I'm filled with energy. I'm the powerhouse of the universe. And then when you live in that consciousness, when you live in that body, you can do anything because you're revitalizing the energy within you and your ability to do it is there. Now, let's ask this silly question and see what kind of silly answer you come up with in your mind. Is there anything God can't do? If there's nothing that God can't do, then why do you say there's something you can't do? Yeah? Are you God? Are you the creator of your world? Is God in everything, through everything, as everything? And aren't you as much of God as anything else is of God? Even God itself? No. Then why do you say you can't do something? Why do you say I haven't got the energy for it? I haven't got the enthusiasm for it? Why is it that some people can go through life and be a United States Senator in their 90s? They're 90 years old. And many of them are in their late 70s. Yeah, and perhaps early 80s, many of them. Now, why can they do that? I mean, that is a dramatic, demanding work, being a senator. They have great responsibility to their people, their state, and the people of the nation. They have great responsibility to speak before the House. They have a great responsibility to be alert and to be on top of all these bills that come before their attention. My gosh, you know? And they're asked to vote on bills. They should know what the bill is all about, you know? And they should know the nuances of the bill. Because many times they put trailers on a bill. You know what a trailer on a bill is? A trailer is some other little bill. Here's the bill.
What is the bill?
Legislative action of the state, of the nation. An act of, like a law. They're creating a new law. They're creating, for instance, they want to build a dam here in Southern California. And to build that dam, that's legislative action. It's not a law necessarily. So they decide they're going to build it. But they know that the Southern California people will go along with that because it is good. And it'll be good in Southern California. But they feel, the creators of the bill, who want to support it, that when that bill goes through, we'll stick on there also that the senators will receive a raise of 20% on their salary. You know? Well, now, many of the legislators don't feel that's right. They feel that that's an incorrect thing to increase the salary. But they've stuck it on the bill for the water for Southern California. Well, now, the water for Southern California is so vital, so grand, that sometimes the trailer slips through. And that's not really good legislative work. So you as a senator, you as a person in political activity, have to be aware of all those things. You have to be aware of it. You cannot just look at the top part and say, yeah, that's good. You got to look at the whole thing. And so you got to be alert. You got to be aware. So can a U.S. senator or can a state senator say, I'm too tired. You know, I'm in my 80s now, and I'm getting a little tired. If he's getting tired, he shouldn't be in office. So he doesn't feel he's tired. He says, oh, I feel great. You know, I feel fantastic. I'm alive, alert, enthusiastic about life. He creates his own place where he lives. He creates his own home. He creates his own life because of his attitude. It's not the number of years he lived. There's a lot of young senators who fall asleep on the job. There's a lot of people who are youthful in different jobs and things around the world who do a miserable job because I'm tired. And why are they tired? Because their parents taught them that after a hard day's work, you come home and you're tired. Whereas if the parents had taught them, after a hard day's work, you come home, you do a different job and with new enthusiasm, and you can do it just perfectly. You take on doing the lawn, or you take on painting the house, or you take on doing something that, you know, is totally different from what your office day is or your day is. And you've got a whole new enthusiasm. A whole new enthusiasm. Jesse Perry was, I believe, 82 or something like that. And he asked them to come and fix the air conditioner on top of his house. And they didn't get there. And he wanted that air conditioner fixed. So he climbed up on top of his house, fixed the air conditioner. And when he came down, somebody had moved the ladder, and he fell. And he took him to the hospital, fixed him up, and he's back home again, all perfect. Now, he shouldn't be climbing the roof at 82. Why not? What if somebody had moved the ladder for the repairman who was in his 30s, you know? Might he have fallen too? Quite easily, you know. It's not a matter of your age. It's not a matter of anything. It's a matter of your attitude. Now, perhaps Jesse had in the back of his mind that he was a little old to be doing that sort of stuff. And with that little thought in the back of his mind, he moved the ladder, you know. And this is what happens. This is what happens when we have an attitude that is not perfectly harmonious with who we are. Now, God can do anything. God has a perfect attitude under all circumstances. And you are God. So you have a perfect attitude under all circumstances. God is pure energy, and you are pure energy. Whether you like it or not, you're pure energy. And you can do anything you like at any time you want. Now, you always have perfect balance. But they say an older person has to be careful they don't fall down and break their bones. Well, no more than a younger person. Now, should an older person's bones heal up just as well as a younger person's? With the right attitude, yeah. With the attitude that all of your cells of your body are not doing their proper functioning, then you think that their bones don't heal right. And of course, then they don't heal right. But you have created that situation for yourself, and you have created that condition, and you're going to have that experience. Yeah. Where do I want to live? Do you want to live in your fabulous energy body, Ingeborg?
Yes.
And what happens when you live in your fabulous energy body?
I'm top alert.
You're alert and top and fantastic and vital and dynamic. And when you say, I'm tired, then
the body answers, says yes, you are tired.
Okay. And when you say, I'm full of life and enthusiastic and happy,
it agrees with it.
It agrees with it. And that's fantastic. And you see, this is what we want to do. We want to be the master of our thinking, the master of our attitudes, the master of our world. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's done unto you according to your belief. These are philosophical, psychological, and religious terms that have been used through the ages. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. Take charge of yourself and live a wonderful, fabulous life. Where do you want to live? I would think we'd want to live in our marvelous energy body. Unlimited energy body. The energy body that can do anything, anytime, anywhere. Nice idea. I knew you'd like that. I do too. I love you. I love you. I love you. So,
love you.
Thank you.